Village Around Lake, regular board meeting, September, October 20th, 2014.
I still got my uniforms for when I'm in there, so.
Good evening, everybody. I'd like to call to order the regular board meeting for the Village of Round Lake for October 20th, 2014 at 7 o'clock. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Fry?
Present.
Trustee Crowley?
Present.
Trustee Newby?
Present.
Trustee Sanicelli?
Present.
Trustee Turcon? Trustee Wyszynski?
Trustee Newby?
Yes, sir.
Let's place the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you, Dennis. May I get a motion for item 3.1 to approve the minutes for the regular meeting of October 6, 2014.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Simoncelli. Any discussion? Amendments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 4.1, any public comment? Thank you, everybody, for being here. May I get a motion for the consent agenda, including items 5.1 through 5.5 as follows. Item 5.1, approve accounts payable in the amount of $163,771.69. Approve payroll for the period ending October 9, 2014 in the amount of $124,154.27. Item 5.3, adopt a resolution accepting a quote from KM International for 2-ton mounted hot box in the amount of not to exceed $19,880. Item 5.4, adopt a resolution to enter into local agency agreements to share the cost of construction and construction services with the Illinois Department of Transportation, IDOT, for Long Lake Road. And item 5.5, adopt a resolution accepting a quote from Baxter & Woodman for Long Lake Drive Construction Engineering Services in the amount not to exceed $47,000.
So moved.
Second. Motion made by Trustee Crayley, seconded by Trustee Fry. Any discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Crowley.
Aye.
Trustee Newby?
Aye.
Trustee Sanicelli?
Aye.
Trustee Fry?
Aye.
If we could make it a note to fix the... Well, yours says X3. Mine says X3.
Mine does too.
X3?
X3. I know that when you stop, you can probably look at it.
So yeah, okay. Well, if it needs to be fixed.
You know, I want to look on the hard copy, on the...
Well, as a clerk, looking at that. Clerk's office, item 6.1 through 6.4. Now, Adam Courtney.
Early voting started today, and it's in our annex building. The hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4:30, Saturdays from 9 to 12, and it will go through November 1st. And then Halloween trick-or-treating will be Sunday, October 26th from 1 to 5 for all the princesses and princes and ghouls and goblins. Also, we're going to have our home decorating contest again this year. And I talked to Trustee Simoncelli earlier. And like last year, we're going to have the sign-up sheet downstairs, but we're going to extend it for the cutoff to be in the 19th of December, and then we will have the winner come to the second meeting in January. Well, what I'd like to do this year, I'm going to kind of grab an idea from our sister village, Raleigh Beach, and what they have done is place signs in the winner's yard saying that they're like the grand prize winner or the runner-up. I did contact or send an email to Art Regis to see if they could do that, but they haven't gotten back to me yet. So, is everybody good with that?
Yeah.
I know I got emails back saying that you all
absolutely
all purchased.
I'm
going
to go to the
local. Okay, great. Okay, thank you. So,
just don't say like Romley Beach does. I don't want to give Larry any ammunition.
That's what we have going on right now. Then I have an award to give to Mr. Michael Studa. If you'd like to meet me up front. We are presenting you the certificate of recognition. As the mayor and clerk of the Village of Round Lake, we are pleased to recognize you for 10 years of dedicated service to the Village of Round Lake, who has helped make Round Lake a great place to work, live, and do business. So thank you very much.
That makes it worth it right there. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Madam Clerk. On to item 10.1, this is information, a reminder. Under Public Works. Don, you want to hear this? For the tire recycling?
Okay. The fact that it's on Friday at 12:31 from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Connor Business Transportation. I'm going to just roll the result.
Thank you, Don. Any additional under Public Works? Thank you. And on the mayor's comments, I want to remind everybody that item 14.1, our Homeowners Association Summit is going to be this Wednesday, October 22nd, 7 p.m. at the Lakewood Grove Clubhouse. Anybody that would like to attend. For your information, we had another Business Owners Summit meeting last Wednesday at Lake Bowl at 7:30 a.m. We had a pleasing turnout, and I won't go through all of it. It was just updating the business owners. They like to feel in touch with the village and what administration is doing. We spoke mostly about the progress of rewriting the comprehensive plan, and just talk about the importance of continuity between the business owners, homeowners, residents, and us, the administration and elected officials, and the direction that we're trying to go and make sure that we try to include as many people as we can. That's, after all, what we do, and they're very appreciative of it and look forward to the next meeting. So again, Homeowners Association Summit meeting next Wednesday, Lakewood Grove Clubhouse. The comprehensive plan, as I just mentioned, our next meeting will be an important one. This is a community event that TESCA will promote for us and invite, but please also spread the word. And this is scheduled for Thursday, November 11th, and it will be at the community room at the Police Department and Public Works Facility. Steve, is there anything you want to add to that little mention?
No, come on out.
Come on out.
More of a better.
The 11th? Anybody have what date that is?
I was looking at that.
It's Wednesday.
Yeah, not Thursday. Yeah, it's November
11th. November is 11th is a Tuesday.
Is that Tuesday, right?
Right.
So it's Tuesday, not Thursday.
It's Tuesday. Veterans Day. We're probably going to have a plan of zone meeting that night also.
That will be on the 13th.
Thursday?
Yes. We're trying to reschedule it to the 13th.
Okay, very good.
We're in contact with all the planning and zoning members. Martha has.
Very good, thank you. Another thing I wanted to mention last week, and it just slipped off the radar during public for Mayor's comments, is in the last year we've had a handful of complaints that's actually come to the village. Concerned residents about the traffic pattern at Park School, which is on Wild Spring and Townline Road. There's a lot of traffic there for a couple of brief periods during the day. The traffic primarily comes from parents wanting to drop their kids off at the front door of the school. We have looked exhaustively on changing the lane patterns in that area and trying to see if we could do something to improve the traffic flow, to lessen the congestion, make it safer by just changing a couple of lanes. And it sounded easy when we first started, and we've ruined a lot of paper as the end result of it. Finally, it came down to a simple thing that our police chief, Mike Gillette, came up with, and that was a few signs that allowed right-hand turns only coming out of the school. traffic was held up a lot because there was so much traffic for people trying to turn to the east on the Townline Road, waiting there, the rest of the people coming behind them couldn't get out, more people couldn't get into the school, and by placing a couple of right-hand turn-only signs, we've alleviated an enormous portion of that congestion problem. We haven't had any calls. The police department has been out there, and they monitor it. They watch what's going on, talk to the drivers, and it's been well received. So thank you, Chief. It worked well. Sorry I didn't mention it at the last meeting. I was going to.
I just get happy number two track to school project sees itself. Tim is at high school on Lake. He did a great job in the criminal department to solve that problem also, so thank you. It's still working.
Better is better. And then the last note, God, you know, this is getting to be something. I almost feel like making this a permanent part of the agenda. It should be item 14.1. My condolences to, and fill in the space. And the last couple of weeks, we have had that directly affect the people at Village Hall here, five family deaths. And, of course, we lost our own Terry Ezek a couple of weeks ago. And just this weekend, Trustee Wazinski, Vicki's mother, passed away. So my condolences to Vicki and her family, and making a proclamation, let's stop this. We're saying condolences too often here in the last few weeks, but special prayers out to Vicki and her family. And the last part that I'm just going to mention is, Ron, if you have those handouts, could you pass those out for me, please?
Yes, sir.
I'll do it now since we don't have public comment on committee of the whole. This is a discussion that started up, and let me give you a brief, it is very brief, and we will bring this to committee of the whole next week. But in the meantime, or in 2 weeks, it's not a social meeting, huh? In 2 weeks, we'll bring this to committee of the whole. What Ron's passing out is an aerial photograph of downtown, primarily looking at the alley that's behind, guess who? The mayor's house. As you know, last April approximately, when the construction season started, Hart Road was closed, Washington Street was closed down, all of the traffic was being diverted downtown, and we had serious issues with people with road rage. It was congested. It was a mess. This alley is used a lot by people walking from Nipissing. A lot of pedestrians use the alley to get to the train station. A lot of children use that alley. A lot of bicyclists use that family or that alley. A lot of people walking their dog use that alley. Our own commuters that park at the parking lot that you can see right in the middle of the page uses that alley. The point is that this alley is used by pedestrians much more than motor vehicles. It's only approximately 10 feet wide. It's never been designed as a roadway, but since the village paved it, approximately the year 1999, 2000 somewhere in that area, some traffic comes down that alley. They feel it's a little bit of a shortcut. Not a big deal. Here's the evolution of what's happened. When the construction started, I sat a couple of times on my back porch and saw people going down that alley, all estimated 50 miles an hour. One day, a guy in a little S10 pickup truck hit the manhole cover. Now, this is just a manhole that's in the alley that's behind my house. It's slightly depressed. There's no lifts or hard edges. He hit that thing. He was going so fast, his rear tires came off the ground. With as many people that use that, I said, until the construction season is over with, let's block that off. So we put do not enter signs at either end, which correlates to the parking lot and to the building adjacent or right next to Iron Horse. Problem solved. More and more conversation has come up about this thing. If we open that up, in good conscience, I have a problem with having something that's been designed or primarily used. It's not designed. It's not designed as a utility easement at best. But if we're promoting this to be a multi-use path for pedestrians, children, commuters, and bicyclists, I have a problem with us saying we should allow motorized vehicles on it also. I think there's a safety issue here that we need to consider. I know the topic has come up that I close it off because I'm the mayor and I want privacy.
Well, that's what the mayor's alley is. Other people are around that alley, too, that live there, so...
But nobody uses it. They do not have access to it.
Correct. I'm saying you. That's just the mayor's alley.
Well, so, I'm the one that takes it because I said I'll run. So we came up with the idea of putting bollard signs up, removable bollards, that will say bicycle pedestrian use only, no motorized vehicles. How do you enforce it? $500 fine.
Aren't there some back parking driveways that
are
driving over there?
No.
No, none at all?
No.
He's actually got the only house that has a garage that has a door in the back.
And I don't even have a door in the back.
Yeah.
I used to have a drive that went outside my garage that I could exit on there, but I sealed that off.
And that's right. Yeah, you put the patio stuff there.
Yeah, you have to get something restructured, which means if you have to.
Correct.
So there truly is no motorized vehicle parking back there at all.
None at all.
I have a question. I mean, there's fine at $500. How do you come up with that structure?
Make it stick.
No, and how do you come up with $500? What did our ordinance say as far as fines?
I don't know what our ordinance says. We'll have to take a look at it, but make it stringent enough that if it happens once, it won't happen again. All you got to do is impose it once, and it'll circulate through breakfast at the Iron Horse, and everybody else will get it. We'll become aware.
The $20 and $100 both stick to me pretty well. As soon as I get a ticket, I hate knowing that I got another ticket.
We'll have to decide that.
Find out what it would be.
And like I said, we'll discuss this more. We'll have AISs written up so you know what the bollards cost. We'll have more discussion on it for committee as a whole. I just wanted to let you be aware of the progress of how this thing has evolved to doing this. I also talked to Paul Mapplethorpe today, and I asked Paul about the importance of that for public safety for fire and rescue. And Paul said, it's so narrow that I cannot take fire trucks down it. There's no reason to go back there. There's no fire hydrants. And for a rescue call, it provides no service. He says, as far as I'm concerned, for fire protection and rescue calls, the alley has absolutely no benefit to him. So talking with the chief, he's in concurrence with that. and I would like to see this thing used primarily for that. I put together a bicycle multi-use path committee. Tony Carrero, Doug Lawson, Ron, myself, and we're waiting to hear back right now from Bruce Christensen. And this, to me, would be a part of that upcoming plan. The one thing that I do want to point out for why we put this map out is the importance of there will be a bollard that we want to place on the north and south side of Avalon. There'll be a bollard down at the Nipissing entrance, and then all the way to the north. I do not want one that's all the way by 134. It'll seal off delivery trucks for the Iron Horse, and more importantly, that last building that's adjacent to my garage, there are renters that park along there that I think need access to get out of their parking area to 134. If we put it all the way at 134, they go out to the alley and they're stuck in between two bollards. So that's one thing that I want to make sure that we address. The other issue is the cars in the Metro parking lot. We'll have to do something with that exit because, again, they will get in between two bollards. Now, Ron and I talked about it, the chief, and I talked with Paul Mapplethorpe also today. We would add an egress point onto Avalon. So those commuters have two ways to get in and out of that parking lot. I've watched it a lot. Commuters come in there, and when they leave, sometimes there's five, six cars leaving at the same time. It doesn't sound like a lot, but there's so much traffic during that time on Goodnow from people avoiding downtown Cedar Lake Road because of that congestion. Goodnow becomes very congested, and they'll have difficulty if there's only one way out. So we're going to propose putting in another point of egress on the Avalon. So if you have any questions, feel free to call me about this. We'll have AISs prepared for you for the next meeting. We'll bring it to committee of the whole and have further discussion.
Will you discuss that at that meeting?
Well, you're the liaison, will it?
I'm not the chair, Mr.
It doesn't make a difference. You are the liaison.
Okay, Ron, I'll make sure that you're the
liaison. Yeah. And like you said, Don, you know.
You are the liaison.
Yeah. And with that, I have nothing else. On to trustees' comments.
Well, as you said, starting to sound like a record on the repeat, my condolences to the Diego family. Let's definitely stop that cycle. It seems every year about this time is really when our family shouldn't be the most affected. But Chief was hearing about that park school float. What an awesome idea. And so much more cost effective than doing lane restructuring and everything else. That's just amazing. So good work. Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you,
Doug. I did little comments to Vicki and her family. Thanks for well. Thank you.
My condolences to everyone involved and to terrible as I mentioned to this one too at the same time. The only thing about it is they just know that God never makes a mistake on me. He always does everything right on time. He always does his will. So it's happy that we want to just everybody stay healthy. For me. Okay.
We don't want to speak to his family, but he also wanted to make sure everybody knew that there'll be celebrations of life at Christmas on Sunday, I think 1 to 5. So
November 2nd is the second. Sorry, November 2nd. Thank you, Dad. Thank you, everybody. With that, make a motion to adjourn. Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Fry. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting is adjourned at 7:24.